Welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast, daily for March 30th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
It can be an awful place when it's not working well, in a sort of graveyard of hopes and dreams.
Millicore should reward Main Street. Forget about Wall Street.
We represent about 200,000 postal workers. We're about 80% organized. In many ways, that's darn good. But in many ways, it also shows that we got a lot of work to do, and we can do it.
The first time I got arrested was for Local 11. I got arrested when they were doing the housekeeper strike. I think it was the Wilshire Grain. We got handcuffed to a truck in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard.
I want to make sure that when I'm gone from Mammoth Cave National Park, that the story doesn't go away again.
Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. Today's labor quote is by Harry Bridges, the Australian-born dock union leader who died on this date in 1990 at the age of 88. Harry helped form and lead the International Longshore and Warehouse Union for 40 years. Harry Bridges, who said, "The most important word in the language of the working class is solidarity." In today's labor history, on this date in 1930, at the height of the Great Depression, 35,000 unemployed marched in New York's Union Square. Police beat many demonstrators, injuring 100. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. You can be part of the Labor Radio Podcast Network family. Get your snazzy Labor Radio Podcast Network t-shirt just released this week. Hop on over to laborradionetwork.org, where you can order yours from our friends at Works Printing. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network. You'll find all our shows at laborradionetwork.org.